Four Energies That Are a Variation of a Common Theme, by Krishna's Mercy.
Na tad bhasyate suryo, na shashanko na pavkah, yadgatva na nivartante, tad dham parmangmam.
Quote, that abode of mine is not illumined by the sun or moon, nor by electricity. One who reaches it never returns to this material world. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 15.6.
Maybe they are the same thing. A singular energy, but manifesting in variety. If man could unlock this secret, gain some clarity on this specific issue, then so much advancement awaits. We could go beyond the limitations that exist at present.
This was the theory of many in the scientific community some 300 years ago, when interested parties conducted experiments on their own and shared their results with other like-minded people. Something like the open-source concept of modern-day software development, there was no desire to profit off of invention. 1. Light. Man cannot survive long in the darkness. Indeed, something is considered dark when there is an absence of light. Therefore, light is the active principle. Its presence determines other states. Even if someone can maneuver their way through a dark room, it is only because they have seen everything prior, when there was light. A person finding themselves in a new place full of darkness cannot make their way out until some light emerges. 2. Heat. Fortunately, there is the amazing sun to account for both. It dissipates an endless amount of light and heat. There is no external fuel source, maintenance schedule, or concern over failure in operation. The sun has been in its place before anyone can remember, and no one sees it going anywhere anytime soon. Heat and light are also the properties of fire. Therefore, the sun is considered to be a giant object of fire, though no one has confirmation from up close. Man would not be able to survive the severe temperatures when arriving within close vicinity. 3. Electricity. You can get heat and light from fire. But what about electricity? From where does it emanate? A noted statesman living in the American colonies during the 18th century had a theory that the electricity produced from hobby experiments was the same as seen in lightning. The same energy, but on a different scale, produced in a different way. Developing an experiment with a kite and a key, he turned out to be correct. 4. Magnetism. No one can explain it. Put two objects together and they will attract. There is no way to change the situation. Reverse the ends and try the same. The objects will naturally repel. This is magnetism, and it is an energy that pervades the creation. From reading the Bhagavad Gita, which summarizes Vedic teachings, we learn that these energies are indeed similar. They are an aspect of the material creation. There are five gross elements and three subtle.
Bhumirapo nalo vayu, khang manobuddhi revcha, ahankaratiyang me, bhinna prakriti rashtadha.
Quote, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and false ego, altogether these eight comprise my separated material energies. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 7.4.
These energies make the material world function, so to speak. They are produced by the Creator and they run through the entire sphere. That is to say, heat and light can be found everywhere, even under the water. Though fire cannot be produced there, the sun's rays can penetrate enough to allow plant life to grow. More amazing, however, is the source of the energies. Known through different concepts based on the time, circumstance and tradition, in the Bhagavad Gita we learn that his spiritual abode does not require external energy. There is no need for electricity or a sun. Magnetism, thunder, lightning and the like pale in comparison to the awesome potency found within the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His transcendental body is so effulgent that it provides natural lighting. The energy is within the energetic. He is more powerful than the sun, as he has no date of origin or date of expiration. The issue may be raised that such knowledge is not useful to people living in the material world. Knowing that God has every energy within him does not help me to utilize aspects of nature for furthering the human condition. Actually, such knowledge is the most important. It puts material living into the proper perspective. Moreover, the increased appreciation for Krishna that results helps to purify the consciousness, which is the highest objective. That steady and peaceful state allows for living in any condition, while it simultaneously guarantees ascension to the imperishable realm after death. In closing, to further man's condition, science of revising addition with this experiment and that, but never understanding exact where the energies having a source, who greater than sun in force knowledge for man most needing, who otherwise in dark proceeding.